that a man is responsible for his flock at home, meaning he's responsible for his family. And he'll be questioned on the day of Qiyamah as far as his family is concerned. Did you take care of them? Were you concerned about their welfare? Did you see that they were saved from haram? Did you go out of way to make the tarbiyat of your children? Or you were just concerned about your business and you were just concerned about making money? You're not too concerned about the welfare of your family. So a person will be asked about this on the day of Qiyamah. وَالْمَرْأَةُ رَاعِيَةٌ فِي بَيْتِ زَوْجِهَا وَمَسْؤُولَةٌ عَنْ رَاعِيَتِهَا. A woman will be asked as far as her home is concerned, that she, Allah Barakat, He made her responsible, and she will be questioned about her responsibility. وَالْخَادِمُ رَاعٍ فِي مَالِ سَيِّدِهِ وَمَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَاعِيَتِهِ. A servant will be questioned as far as the wealth of his master is concerned. So not only those people that are in leadership, or those people that are the head of the homes, but even the person that is working for somebody, he must remember that he is put in a position of responsibility. On the day of Qiyamah, he'll be asked about this responsibility. وَكُلُّكُمْ رَاعِي. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam again went to say that every one of you is a shepherd, every one of you is responsible. وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. And every one of you will be questioned as far as his flock is concerned. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. So this shows us how important it is. It creates the sense of heightened responsibility. That's why I mentioned it. My Ustad always says that this is one of the hadiths that a person should keep in front of him all the time. That whatever I'm doing, Allah Pak is going to question me about it. That I'm in a position of responsibility. Am I fulfilling my responsibility? I've got a job that starts at 8 o'clock. Am I there at 8 o'clock? I'm going to be questioned on the day of Qiyamah that you're responsible for the time that you were given. You're being paid for your time and you're coming late. So you're being paid for time that you didn't give. Or a person is responsible as far as the wealth of the company is concerned, then he will be taken to task on the day of Qiyamah, so it worries him. So therefore, once our Ustad, by the way, he mentioned, with tears in his eyes, he says that, my Ustad asked me to open up a madrasa. So what if he asked me that, what did you do as far as fulfilling the haqq of opening up a madrasa is concerned? And he began crying, yet he given his whole life in dedication of the madrasa. So people who's got this heightened responsibility in them, at every given moment they're questioning themselves to see, am I fulfilling this responsibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me? When a person has this responsibility, you don't need to tell the person after that. Then the person, you don't need to tell the person to come to time, come on time to work. Be careful that you don't use the company car for your own personal use. Be careful how you use the phone. Be careful. Automatically a person has this sense of responsibility that I'm going to be questioned about this on the day of Qiyamah. Instead of giving less, now the person starts giving more automatically, so that there will be no taken to task on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of appreciating. It's a very important thing that all the time remember that Allah Pak has given us some type of responsibility or the other. Every single person, even the person that's the bottom of the chain, he will be questioned as far as those people above him. Did you fulfill the haqq of that wealth that you were given to look after, of the time that you were given to go? Every person can't feel free that I am free of any type of responsibility and I won't be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. We keep this in front of us, inshallah, all the time. It will help us to improve as far as our responsibilities are concerned. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.